Okay, today is Daf Pei Beis. We are on Daf Pei Beis. At the top, when we get to the word, the top of the Mishnah. And what does it say? Hatinokos, girls, ein ma'anen osan b'yom kippurim. We don't make them fast on Yom Kippur. We don't do that to girls. Right? So why is the Mishnah start off with girls?
Well, it says here children. I don't know about
children. Tinokos is girls. The Kephas. So why do we do that? Why are we starting off with girls? So the Rambam says something very interesting. I would think the answer is because girls start fasting earlier. Girls start fasting earlier. They start a year earlier. They start at 12. And therefore they start at 12. Says the Mishnah, but if they're under 12, you don't have to torture them. They don't have to fast. That's what the Mishnah says. Rashi says, "Ein chayovin, you're not chayiv limnoa mehen me'ochel, to prevent them from eating." You're not chayiv to prevent them from eating. So Rashi words it. You're not chayiv to stop them from eating. Such a double negative. Why did Rashi say that? What if you want to? What if you feel your daughter is 10 years old or 11 and she can fast a little bit? Are you allowed to?
Sounds like you are.
You're not required to. But so the Rashi, so the Rambam says, you know why the Mishnah starts off with girls? Because girls they have an easier time fasting than men. They have an easier time fasting. They're able to accept the fast, they're able to sova, they're able to deal with the fast better. So the Mishnah, but you know what? Even though they're able to deal with it better, you don't have to do it to the girls until they're old enough. Interesting.
Yeah.
Right? Why did Rambam say that? I would have said, because they start first. Right? And Rashi says, you're not mechuyev to stop them from fasting. And what if you want to? Rashi seems to imply that you're allowed to. Others hold no, you should not. At certain, well, now, the Gemara is going to have a crazy Gemara now, all the different ages of starting with the Chinuch, right? All the different ages when it starts. But Pashtus right here, if you want to, you're allowed to. It's up to the parent. Right? And it says like this, Tinokos ein ma'anen osam biyom ha'kipur. What if it wouldn't have said the words biyom ha'kipur? What then? What? I wouldn't know it's Yom Kippur. The whole Masechta is Yom Kippur, right? So some say that even if there is a din of chinuch on a fast day, it's only on Yom Kippur. It's like only Yom Kippur these rules are going to apply. On another fast day, on the minor fast, maybe not Tisha B'Av, but you know some Asar B'Teves or something. There's no chiyuv to even have chinuch. According to Rashi, if you don't want to, and according to others, you shouldn't do it. Okay. But we do have chinuch for hours, 1 hour, 2 hours, right? Bishvil shi regila b'mitzvos. So they should become usual and common and frequent to do mitzvos. In other words, you do have a din of chinuch, an hour or two, so what the Gemara Mishnah says. An hour or two, you make him fast an hour or two. A year or two. Lifnei shana, lifnei shanatayim. A year or two, you make him fast. What a year or two? What, if it's two, what does it mean? What do I need one? If you have to have a girl fasting at 10, what do you have to say at 11 for? So, what's the reason for that? They should be regular in mitzvahs. Says the Gemara, hashta, bifnei shtayim echanchanos lehu, bifnei shom yibaya. If you have to fast between 2 years, if the chinuch starts 2 years before, then why does the Mishnah say 1 year before? 2 years before, 1 year before. Why? Amar of chista, lo kasha. That's not a kasha. Ha b'chola, ha b'bari. It depends. Is the girl sickly or is she healthy? If she's healthy, 2 years before. If she's not healthy, 1 year before. Okay? Amar of huna. It's complicated Gemara here. Ben tches, right, means 4 years before. 8-year-old girl. Why? 8, 9, 10, 11. At 12, she's chayiv. So 4 years before, uben tes, or 3 years before, mechanchen osam l'shos. 3 years before means if she's not so 100% healthy. Right? 4 years if she's very healthy. 3 years if she's not so healthy. Mechanchen osam l'shos. We start off with the hours. 1 hour she can fast. Right? Those are the people do that at night. The minute you finish the suda, you don't have to eat 5 minutes after the suda. 1 hour you can wait. 1 hour you can hold off. 2 hours you can hold off. Right? Ben Ben Yud Aleph, 10 years old, or 11 years old, which means 2 years before, 1 year before, Mashlimin Midrabanan, right? Mashlimin Midrabanan means we make them finish the fast, right? Midrabanan. On Midrabanan, they should stop fasting a year or two before. Midrabanan.
Mashlimin sounds
like the whole thing. What? Yeah, the whole thing. Mashlimin means to finish it. Yeah. Start the hours, then finish it. Midrabanan.
If they don't,
then they don't have to. No question. Ben Yud Beis, Mashlimin Bidaraisa, when once she's 12 years old, that's ready to Daraisa. Bitinokos, by girls. Right? By girls. Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman says, Ben Tes, Ben Yud, Minchanchen Otsolashos, when he's 9 years old for a healthy boy, and 10 years old for not such a healthy boy, you make them fast hours. Ben Yud Aleph, 11. Ben Yud Beis, 12. Mashlim Midrabanan. Then they have to fast Midrabanan. Ben Yud Gimel, Mashlim Midaraisa. When they're 13 already, they're Chayiv, Bitinok. This applies to a boy.
I'm curious, is he arguing?
No, he's not arguing at all. He's giving, everything's 1 year later.
No, see, so why is Nachman saying that? Right? Like, who's saying a girl, he's saying by a boy?
That's right. That's right. That's right. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Hashlama b'drabanan leka. There's no such thing as making someone under a mitzvah fast the whole day midrabanan, like a dindrabanan. There's no such thing. Rather, Ben Yud Aleph, Mechanchen Oso L'shos, 10 and 11, we make them fast hours. That you can do, fast a few hours. Ben Yud Beis, 12 years old, Mashlimin midoraisa. You make them fast midoraisa. That's talking about a girl. She's 12. Now, Tanan, our Mishnah said that Atinokos, the girls, ain ma'ananos on Yom Kippur. We don't make them fast on before Yom Kippur. Avo mechanchenoson lifnei shana lifnei shnatayim. We make them fast a year or two before to get ready. So Bishlomo l'Rav of Rav Nachman lifnei shana lifnei shnatayim lifnei shana l'divrayan lifnei shnatayim lifnei shana l'divrayan lifnei shnatayim l'divrei Torah. Yeah. Right. Right? What does this mean? Hatinokos, Bishon Rav Nachman. This makes sense according to Rav Huna Rav Nachman that healthy people already start fasting 4 years before. For hours, for shows, a few hours, right? And the two years in the Mishnah are one's healthy, one's not so healthy, some sickly. Lifnei shana v'lifnei shnatayim, lifnei shana l'divrayim, lifnei shnatayim, lifnei shtayim l'divrei Torah. What does that mean, 2 years divrei?
That makes no sense.
What?
That makes no sense. 1 year before is midrabanan, 2 years before.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
It does make sense.
No, in other words, that the chinuch is min haTorah. That's what it means. El Rabbi Yochanan, kasha. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a kasha. What's the kasha? According to Rabbi Yochanan said there's no fasting, there's no hashlam at all. So what does the Mishnah mean? Amalach Rabbi Yochanan, my shana oshtayim, it means samach lepirkan. It means before they get older, it doesn't mean 4 years before, it means 1 and 2 years before. Meaning 1 year before they're going to be bar mitzvah and bas mitzvah, they should fast. Toshma, there's a brisa that says like this. The Tani Rabbi Bar Shmuel said, Tinokos, when it comes to girls, in ma'ananosan b'yom ha-kippur, you don't make them fast. You don't do that to them. Avo mechanchenosan, you make them chinuch shana o shnatayim samoch lepirkan. 1 or 2 years before they become bar mitzvah, make them fast a little bit, or bas mitzvah. Now, is there any halacha about having them fast the whole fast? No. Bishlomo l'Rabbi Yochanan, nicha. That makes sense. Rabbi Yochanan said that. Ela l'Rav Huna v'Rav Nachman kasha. Rav Huna v'Rav Nachman said 4 years before when he started to fast. That's not samoch lepirkan. It's not the year before. Amalach Rabbanon, my chinuch name is Tani Hashlama. The chinuch means Hashlama. Umi kari lechinuch Hashlama. That's what chinuch is called. V'atanya, eze chinuch hayiragel lechol b'steishos machalos and shalashos. What does chinuch mean? If they used to eat in the morning after 2 hours before they wake up, make them wait an hour. Shalosh, machilam asaba arba. If they would eat 3 hours in the morning, make them wait till the fourth hour. In other words, delay their breakfast, delay lunch, whatever it is, make them have a little bit of time of waiting, and that's the chinuch. Amar Rabba bar Ula, trei chanuchi havi. There are two kinds of chinuch, right? One's a chinuch of hours, like the Brisa says, what's chinuch? And the second one is the chinuch of finishing the fast. Fine. Okay, that was very complicated Gemara. Next Mishnah. It's fascinating. This is a fascinating Mishnah. Ubra, if you have an Ubra, what's an Ubra? A pregnant woman. Sheherecha, that is smelling food. And she wants to eat. She has what are those called? Craving. A craving to eat. Ma'achilin osa, you feed her. Ad she'tashiv nafsha, until her soul is calm. It could be a takanas tefashos. You let her eat until her soul is calm. Says after this Rashi inside. Rashi says, "Ha'ubor me'reach reach tavshel." The baby smells the food. That's reading Rashi. Vehu mitavelo, and he wants the food. V'yimena ocheles, and if he doesn't get that food, shnehen misukanin. They're both in danger.
What does that mean?
They're both in danger.
Oh, the Uber smelling it? How do you know the Uber smelling it?
I'm just reading your Rashi. That's what I mean. Fascinating Rashi, right? So at the end of the daf today, the Gemara is going to say that if a woman wants to eat on Yom Kippur, a pregnant woman wants to eat on Yom Kippur, and you whisper, by the way, it's Yom Kippur. And she says, oh, really? I totally forgot. Okay, I'm not going to eat today. So Rashi says, the Gemara says at the end of the daf today, that if a woman does that, the baby inside is a tzaddik.
Yeah.
And if she doesn't do that, I won't eat anyway. The baby inside is a rasha. You hear this? So Rashi says it's all up to the baby. It's all the baby's fault. So Rashi says it's the baby. The baby's going to want to eat. It's all the baby. Fascinating part, no? The baby's influencing the mother to eat it. So what does the Gemara say? What does the Mishnah say? You give her. We're not going to let her die. Happens to be there's a Rashi inside there. We're not going to let her die. So you feed her. Because the Mishnah doesn't mention anything about you whispers her. It doesn't mention that. That's how they explain Rashi. Fascinating.
Yeah, but it seems like
you give her. That's the Mishnah. The Gemara is going
to
discuss it. Now, chole, someone who's sick. Nobody wants to look at this Gemara, but it's a very Mishnah. Machilin also al pi bekiyim. You feed her any chole, based on experts. Who's experts? No, it doesn't depend. Who's an expert?
A doctor.
Right? It's a doctor. You don't ask a Rav, and you don't ask your mother-in-law, the doctor. The main Shambikian, and there is no doctor, Machilinoso Alpi Atmo. He himself could say, if I don't eat him, I'm so sick, I don't feel well. Aji Omer diet. Okay, that I don't need anymore. I'm enough. I ate enough. Right? Fair Shemishna. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Ubra, you have a pregnant woman, Sheherecho Basar Kodesh, if she smells Basar Kodesh, which she's not allowed to eat, because she's let's say Tomei, or she's not a Kohen, or Basar Chazir, or she smells non-kosher food. So what do you do? And she's very, very, she has a craving for it, and it could lead to death. It could. I guess it could in those days, whatever it is. So what do you do? Tochvin la kush berotev, umanichin la alpiha. Take some of the gravy, and put it by her lips. She's not really eating anything. Im nisyash v'daita mutav. If that calms her down, excellent. You got away with it very easy. V'yimlav, and if not, machilinot devrotav atzmo. Give her the gravy itself. So at least you can hack. It's not really iser. It's only the tam of iser. It's more mekel. So do that. V'im nisyash v'daita mutav. And if that calms her down, excellent. In lavin, if not, machilin also shuman atzmo. You have to give the actual fat itself, the actual non-kosher itself. What could you do? You don't want her to die. It's not one of the big three. It's not hard v'yavar. So you let her eat it. We're going to get to the big three right now. Nothing stands in the way of pikuach nefesh, chutz except for avodah zarah, gila rayos, u'shvichas damim. The big three. How do you know the big three? How do you know? Where'd they come from? The big three. So, funny thing is, there are only sources for two of them. Here we go. Avodah zarah minalan. How do you know that you have to die rather than worship idols? How do you know that? Titania, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, it says, Im nemar b'chol nafshecha, you should love Hashem your God with all your soul. So, lama nemar b'chol modecha, then why does it say also with all your money? Why does it say that? What do you mean, why does it say that? What kind of question is that? Why does it say that? What should it say? You should love Hashem with all your money? Kind of funny, what kind of statement is that? Love Hashem with all your money. You should love Hashem with all your money, and with all your soul, and with all your heart. That's what we say. Or we'd only say one of them. I don't know. And in them are b'chol modecha, and if it says all your money, lama never b'chol nafshecha. Why does it say with all your soul? So the Gemara wants to know, why is the extra words in the Shema? And the Gemara answers, in yesh lecha adam shegufo chavav alav mimimono, if someone's guf is worth more to him than money, lekach nemar b'chol nafshecha. That's why it says, it's not only about money in this world. It's something more than money. It's the soul. And if someone who loves money more than his soul, more than his body, that's why it says, b'chol modecha. That doesn't even make any sense. It's the whole Gemara. Because you haven't even met anybody. Would anybody ever give up their body for money? Would anyone do that? Would someone, I don't know, what could you do? Someone take off their arm for money? Nobody would do that. No, nobody would do that.
There are people who risk their lives, who are daredevils.
Right.
Stuntmen and the
right.
They risk their lives.
See, you wouldn't give, nobody would give up their arms or fingers for money, but they would give a kidney for money. People would do that. Right? People would do that for a lot of money. People would do it. No question about it. That's not what it means. What it means is the measures, the Tosfos Yom Kippur explains, it depends on what stage you are in life. When you're younger, you're much riskier as a person. Right? You're much riskier. He calls it, they care more about the guf than their money. They care more about their guf than their money. Because if they don't have money, so they'll get money somewhere else. They're young, they're energetic, they have means, you know, they're entrepreneurs, they can do it. When you get older, you don't have any way to earn any more money. So you get unhealthier, you get sicker as you get older, you need more money. That's what he explains. At every stage of life, you have different priorities. So whatever your priorities are, for Hashem you have to have all the priorities. All of them. Anyway, so what do you see? What does that do with the Avodah Zarah? They can never work. How does this get to Avodah Zarah? Right? You have to give up whatever is most precious to you, not to serve Avodah Zarah, whether it's money or your life. Okay?
What was it saying?
Because you have to love Hashem.
Yeah.
So if it comes to giving up your life, Hashem, you have to do it. And you can't worship Avodah Zarah. It's a very poor source, no?
Yeah, because it's a house. It could be anything. Imchal Shabbos. Or how is it right for Avodah Zarah?
It's a pretty good question.
Well, that's
how is that a raya for Avodah Zarah?
That's the Gemara to Rabbi Rabbi Akiva, that he, when he was dying, he was happy because he finally was able to...
Well, yeah,
but that has nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. That wasn't Avodah Zarah. That wasn't Avodah Zarah. They were just torturing him.
Yeah.
They were just torturing him.
He gave up his life for Hashem. Right.
I don't know. It's a good question. Gila Rayos. I don't know. Gila Rayos. What about Gila Rayos? U'shvichas damim and shvichas damim minalan. How do you know they're also part of the big three?
No, I'm sorry. Avodah Zarah is because if you over Avodah Zarah, you like over the Chol HaTorah Kulo.
I understand. So Shabbat is the same thing.
Yeah.
Right? I hear. It's a fair question. That's a good, the answer is because if over Avodah Zarah, over the whole thing. That's the answer. Yeah. So the only other mitzvah you can say that about is Shabbat. Anyway, what about Gilui Raos and Shfichas Damim? The Tanya says like this: Rabbi Omer, Ki Kasher Yakom Eish Al Reyehu V'Ratzcho, like a woman is out in the field somewhere and she's being raped. So the Torah says nobody comes to help her, right? It's just like when a guy wants to murder somebody, no one can stop it. Ki Kasher Yakom Eish Al Reyehu V'Ratzcho Nefesh Kena Davar Zeh. This is the exact same thing. So why the Torah, unusual for the Torah, to make a comparison like that? What's the comparison? Guy's raping some woman, it's like murdering somebody. The answer is yeah. What does it have to do? What does murder have to do with a Na'am Arasa? The woman's being violated. And by the way, Torah says it's the same thing like murder. Same exact thing. Obviously, the Torah was trying to teach us something. We come to learn something. Torah was trying to teach us as a comparison, but we're going to learn something. Ma Na'ara Hamurasa Nitin Latzila Benafsha. So it's like a Na'ara Hamurasa, you have to save her. Af Rotzeach, you have to save him too. Save the victim also. That part we didn't need. Ma Rotzeach Yarg Val Yavar. Just like a Rotzeach is Harg Val Yavar. Af a Na'ara Hamurasa Yarg Val Yavar. So too a Na'ara Hamurasa is Yarg Val Yavar. Meaning she has to die rather than submit to this man. So too, you have to die rather than commit a murder. Okay? Now I'm Rasa, it's Professor Pasuk. What about, how do you know Ratzeach? How do you know you have to submit to murder? Yes, we are going to do it right now, 1 second. First for Ratzeach, what about a murderer? Ratzeach, gufa minolan. How do you know a murderer? Doesn't say. Just like a murderer, so too an Ayam Rasa. Where'd the murderer come from? Says the Gemara, Svarihi. It's a Svara. What's the Svara? Dahu da asil akame de Rabba. Someone came to front of Rabba, or Rava. Amale, and he told him, Amali Mari Doroi, the officer, the Nazi said to me, Katle lepladya, go kill what's his name? Vi lo katlina lach. And if not, I'm going to kill you. Kill what's his name, and if not, I'm going to kill you. What should I do? He gave me time to think it over. So, Amale, nekatlilach, let him kill you. V'lo tziktol, you don't murder. My chazis, didama didach, sumak tvei, who said your blood is redder than his? Dilma, dama dahu gavra, sumak tvei. Maybe his blood is redder than yours. Okay? And therefore, it's a svara. Says the Rishonim, what if the svara doesn't apply? Is the Harg Vayavar? How could the svara not apply? I'll tell you in a second how it could not apply. What? That's not where it doesn't apply. No, we don't count life in terms of minutes.
But we're talking about a svara.
It's a svara. So if the svara doesn't apply, does the halacha apply?
So yeah, what's the case where the svara doesn't apply?
I'll tell you in a second. So some Rishonim held that if the svara doesn't apply, then Harg Vayavar doesn't apply. Doesn't apply. Svara doesn't apply. The Rambam says, no, it does apply. Listen to this case. The Nazi goes over to Reuven and says to Reuven, I want you to kill Shimon. And if you don't kill Shimon, I'm going to kill both of you. So no matter what, Shimon's a dead man. Whether you kill him or not, Shimon's a dead man. Either I have to kill him or the Nazi's going to kill him. So I have to give up my life for that? No matter what, he's a dead man. Says the Rambam, yes. You have to give up your life for that. Harg Vayavar. Aye, the Svara doesn't apply. The Svara doesn't apply. Says the Rambam, this Svara is just a Svara. Right?
Right, but better yet, I'm going to kill 50 people if you don't kill one person.
Exactly. Well, then.
What?
I'm going to kill 50 people if you don't kill Shimon.
Is Shimon one of the 50?
Hmm?
Is Shimon...
Shimon's not. I'm going to kill... If you don't kill Shimon, I'm killing those 50 people.
You still have to give up your life.
Right.
Why? Why? The Svara doesn't apply.
Right. Proactive.
What? The answer is, it says the Rambam, the reason why your Harg Vayavar applies to murder is not because of this Svara. Yeah, the Gemara said it's a very nice Svara. It's that they use it in Kirov, who said you're better than him? It's wonderful, it's fantastic. It's true, on some level, it's certainly true, but it doesn't apply in every case. It says the Rambam that Ein ze ikur tam. That's not the main reason why Harg Vayavar applies to murder. Ella rather, Kabbalah haisa b'divrei chachamim. It was a Kabbalah. We don't have a source for it. Shahadin Beitzer Rechitza Harg Layavar. They have a tradition that it's Harg Layavar by murder too. Right? And it applies whether the reason, this reason applies, or whether this reason doesn't apply. The din of Harg Layavar applies no matter what.
Even if it would be more people.
Even if it would be more people.
Let's say it includes the same person.
Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make.
By the other hand, if it's your canteen, you can't share it. You have to take the canteen, and you're in the desert walking, and you're the whole thing walking with only enough.
Right. So how does that fit?
Yeah, how does that fit?
Why? It's a good question.
Right,
I mean, it's a very interesting topic, Harg Vayavar, because you have a lot of gemaras that go against it. Yeah.
Right. But because you're not actively killing, you're doing something that secondary is going
to. You take the canteen.
Basically,
from your, I don't know.
In the law, it's called non-feasance, as opposed to malfeasance. Right? You're doing sitting back. I'm not doing anything. Right. Okay. Let's do some Tosfos. So Tosfos asks the following question: Gil Arayos is one of the big three. Does it apply to women? Because a woman can't murder somebody. A woman can't worship Avodah Zarah. What about the Gil Arayos part? Does she have to give up her life for Gil Arayos? So who, we know famous people, Esther Hamalka is one, who went to go live with Achashverosh, and she didn't give up her life. And the Gemara says, how can Esther do that? And the Gemara says, she was Karka Olam, which means she was passive. So she didn't really do anything. So that's okay for a woman. A man, it's impossible to stay passive. And then the Gemara asks the following question, but it was in public. It was in public. And the Gemara answers, yeah, but it was for, you know, to save Klaizo. Some answer the Gemara gives in Sanhedrin. The Gemara gives that in.
She didn't know that.
What?
She didn't know that when she married Chazurah. She was saving Klal Yisrael.
So listen to this. So says the Gemara, Pirish Rashi, Delo Garas Tihareg. I'm in the beginning of the Tosfos on Pei Beis Amar. We're not doing the whole Tosfos. Don't worry.
No.
Pirish Rashi. Rashi says Delo Garas Tihareg. Don't read it.
Which part are you
now? The beginning of the Tosfos on the Tosfos Marot Seach. Hey, Beis Amar Aleph. We're not doing so much of it. Don't worry. Pirish Rashi. Rashi says, "Delo garas tihareg." Don't have she has to die. Deihi lo mechayva limter nafsha. She does not have to give up her life. She could submit to the goy, or even the Jew. Doesn't make a difference who it is. She could submit to them. Dekarka olamhu, because she's only passive. She's not really doing anything. She doesn't have to give up her life to be passive. Okay, fine, very good. Ubaha nicha, that why it makes perfect sense. Abisov Perak Ben Zorer, the Gemara, the park that was over there, for Esther for Hesihava, but it was in public. How can Esther go marry Achashverosh? Everyone knew, the whole world knew that she was, I don't know, the whole world knew, certainly her shul knew, where she lived in her neighborhood, they knew, oh my goodness, she's a Jewish woman married to Achashverosh. They all knew.
First of all, that's not Gil Arayos.
What do you mean? She's married to a king.
She's married to Mordechai. But that's not, by the way, not everybody says that she was married to Mordechai, right?
One second, so that Tosfos assumes she was married to Mordechai. Because Tosfos is going to ask, why didn't Mordechai give her a get? And you give her a get, and then she's free.
Yeah.
And she's a single woman. He's going to ask that in a minute. Right? So he assumes she's married to Mordechai. V'amai lo parech, v'agil arayis, harg v'yavar. It's a fila betina. Even you now do it in private. U'lamai delo garas tiharig nicha. Dil inyan gil arayis, yoda shapir hamaksha. The questioner knew, demahani karkola. That perfect answer. She's passive. They knew that. What the question, but it's in public. Right? Avolini for Hesia, time is Chil Hashem. Jewish woman marrying Achashverosh? To Chil Hashem. It's not Harg Vayavar. The Gemara knew it's not a problem of Harg Vayavar, but it's in public. Chil Hashem. Right? Lo Asik Adaite, Demahani. That's going to help. Ulahachi Parachva, Esther for Hesia Havi. But Esther was in public. Umashani, and the answer is, Lini for Hesia, Nami Karka Olam Haisi Umahani. She's also Karka Olam, and it's good too. In other words, everybody knows she's Karka Olam. Everyone knows it's not a problem of a Chil Hashem. It's not a Chil Hashem issue. Okay? Not a problem. That's the first thing he says. Then Tosfos asks, where is that? I didn't underline it. Oh, yeah. Okay. Now go to Amud Beis. And it's like in the middle of the skinny lines, with corresponding to the Gemara, in the middle of the skinny lines, it says, V'yesh Mefarshim. Another answer. Listen to this answer. V'yesh mefarshim, there are those that explain, the lo parachasam for Esther gil arayas hava. What about gil arayas? How can Esther do that? It's gil arayas. Mishum, the lo mishanya me'avera. Because she didn't enjoy it. She didn't get hanah from the avera. Shehitil ba zuhama. Because Achashverosh gave her some of his gayishness. So she didn't enjoy that. And therefore, there's no harg val yavar without hana. That's very controversial.
Yeah, because before the Zohar, there's no hana either.
Kedemishani, like we give the same answer, gabe yael, beperek revi'i de nazir, u beperek mitzvos chalitza, kiparech. The yael was worse than Achashverosh. Yael invited him in. Sisra. She invited him in. He's walking by. She's coming over here. She invited him in. What? For what reason? To kill him. How could you invite somebody in? One thing, Achashverosh took her by force. She had no choice. She has to give up her life? Nah, she's kakarolim. It's Professor. Still kakarolim. Okay, I hear all that. Yael invited him in. It's much worse. Right? V'kam mishanya me'avera. But she's enjoying it. U'mefaresh kach. So if she's enjoying it, it should be harg v'yavar. How could she invite him in? How could she do that? Umishani, tovasin shal rishayimi, etel tzadikim. Now, he's a rasha, and she's a tzadik, tzadikas, so she didn't enjoy it. And therefore it was okay. And then of course, Tosfos says, lo nihira, I can't accept that, and that's what the whole long Tosfos is about, this one issue, about the hana issue. But the first man to Amar of Tosfos says it's not an issue. Interesting, very interesting. We're going to get to right now.
We now, get the idea that Hana is a thing, but by Shemitah's Domin, who has Hana?
I don't know, go ask the murderers. I don't know.
No, if someone tells you to kill someone, you don't have Hana, you don't want to kill them. Someone tells you you have to kill them.
But one second, if somebody tells you to kill somebody, or I'm going to kill you, then you might say you have Hana.
I mean, you want to say, right, kill him or I'll kill you. Right?
You have Hana.
You have enough in that. So, I don't know, maybe Hana is tied into the fact that it's Karka Olam.
For the story, there's no Hana. Say, bow to this idol. I have no Hana, but I don't.
There's no Hana now.
Thing, you saved
me a
life.
There's no Hana now. There used to be a taiva for it.
Put on this shape that was made at the Indian temple.
Exactly. Now, so now we're going to go, I was going to say scroll down. Go all the way down to I don't know, but 25 lines before the bottom, it's toward the end of the line where it says Tema. Tema. Kiven the Ika Isser Misa, the Bias Akum, since it's an Isser Misa to live with a guy, so Lama lo Girish Mordechai is Esther. Why did Mordechai divorce Esther? Bisha Sha Basha Lahatse is Klai Yisrael. Right?
When
she,
the problem that she was living with a
girl,
the problem
of
Ishish.
That's the problem, Ishish.
Why is it bringing up Goy for it?
It means Ishish. Ishish. No, in other words, you might think that even though she's an Ishish, but he's a Goy, so therefore it's okay. No. There's still a problem. So why did Achash give her a get? Then she's not married. Now, I'm not saying we're not going to give her woman of the year. So you live with a Goy. But it's not Ishish. She's not married anymore. Much better. Tosa's answer is a very unbelievable answer. V'yesh lomar, hayyare, she was afraid, they were all afraid, pen yodua hadav lamelach. The Achashverosh is going to hear, she's married woman? She's used goods? V'yispar seim ayyade get, shahoysa ishto. And they're going to know that she was married woman. Everyone heard, you heard that she got divorced. That she's a divorcee now, this woman, Esther. V'di lo te mahachi, if you don't give that answer, lama lo girsha. Why didn't he divorce her? Kidei shalot to asra love, biyasa, that she shouldn't have any averis when she's with him. V'achzimen achakach, and then marry him afterwards. The machzegur shaso, lo mitzter of biyas nus. There's no isser of machzegur shaso on znus. There's only an isser if she married someone else, beheter. Achashet doesn't count, so you can take her back afterwards. After the whole Purim story is over, you can take her back. Why did he? Must be, he was afraid to divorce her. Must be. Right? That once if you get divorced and then you marry somebody willingly, you can't go back to your first husband. But just nus, you can go back to your first husband. The Gemara says in Sota. So did he divorce her? It must be he couldn't divorce her. What do you think of that answer? He was afraid to divorce her. He didn't want Achashverosh to know she's used goods. Well, Achashverosh would care.
First of all, Medrash says she was 75 years old at the time.
And the Medrash says that.
Yeah. What does that mean? She wasn't used good at 75?
Right. It's a difficult answer, no?
None of it makes sense.
Achashverosh didn't know that she was Jewish. He needed to find out that she got to get from Mordechai and do this clandestinely. He didn't know that Haman was plotting something against the Jewish people. But I didn't know, but he'll know that.
Right. I hear. That's all I can tell you.
Now, I don't understand the question. Why do they have to go there with the marriage?
Go where?
That they were married.
That who was married?
What?
That who, Mordechai and Esther?
Yeah.
You mean which is when he omein es Esther es Hadad, means he just raised her. Like an uncle. Right.
Why do they have to go there?
Right, why do they have to say that he married her? Yeah.
Because who? Why
do we have, why does the Medrash say that Esther married? Because maybe they married.
Why
they
the Medrash say? Because if they were married, the Medrash has to say that.
And why did
the Megillah
say it?
Because the
Megillah
is everything is Esther in the Megillah. Everything is...
What if she, there was only Erison but no Nisun?
I don't know if it matters.
No, but I'm saying maybe that's pshat. Because maybe in those times you made an Erusin just to protect her so that nobody else would violate her or take her.
Mm-hmm.
Right? A little bit of a crazier time.
She's
still like Shasin, but maybe that would explain more.
That causes too many problems.
I hear.
Which is why we don't do it today.
Right, it's true. It does cause problems. That's why they got rid of it. She's sitting around for 12 months by herself and she's married.
She was 75.
it's a very difficult measure. This is not every measure. It's literal. I don't know. Okay. No. Not every measure is meant to be taken literally. But 75 is not so outlandish. Not so crazy. Okay. A little bit more. Who over there was a woman, a pregnant woman. The Archa. She had a desire to eat on Yom Kippur. Also, came at the Rebbe. Amar Lo said, "Listen, the Mishnah says you're allowed to. The Mishnah says you're allowed to. Vilu v'lachashula, go whisper to her. Yom Kippurahu, it's Yom Kippur today. V'lachashula v'ilchasha. They told her that, and she said, "Oh, I totally forgot. You know what? I'll always left Yom Kippur. It can wait. And she withstood. The Mishnah Brura in the Shaar HaTzion. I looked it up because I couldn't believe he said it. He says as follows. He says that, he's quoted based on the Meiri, that if you want a segula, here's a segula. Go to a pregnant woman and whisper and tell her before Yom Kippur. Say that you want to eat on Yom Kippur because you have a craving. And then go whisper in her ear that you know it's Yom Kippur, you shouldn't do it. You have a segula, your son will be a tzaddik. That's a segula. If that happens, your son will be a tzaddik. That haftacha, it's a promise, Shem Tifyash V'daita, that if that calms her down and she says, you know what, I'm not going to eat in Yom Kippur, what am I crazy? Yeah, I had a momentary desire, I'm not going to do it. Te'yira Shemayim Mitzuya Bu'ubar. There's a Yira Shemayim in there. That's a Yira Shemayim in there. What? One second. And what happened? Kari Aleha, they said about her the following pasuk, Beterem Etzricha, Babeten Yidaticha, and then the key words are, not in the Gemara, Ubeterem Teitei Merechem, Hikdash Ticha, this Kedusha here. Who came out? Nafik Minei Rabbi Yochanan. That's Rabbi Yochanan came out of this one. And whoever, there was a woman, the Archa, she was also had a Taiva. Also came out of Chanina, Amalahu, Lachashula, go whisper to her. Velo Il Shachasha, it wasn't impressive. It didn't stop her. She still had the food. Kari Aleha, they say about her the following passage. Zaru Rishayim Merechem. There's already Rishayim in the womb. Nafik Minei, Shabtai, Otar Peri. This fellow, Shabtai Atzar Peri, who was a gangster, who charged prices were too high, and he was a known gangster. He was a bad guy. And that's what happened. That's a segula you can take to the bank. You hear such a segula? You hear that? I don't know if you can orchestrate it. Go tell her to say, it's not really true. But if it's true, and she withstands, the Mishnah Brura gives you a promise, that you'll have a Yerush Shemayim inside you. Come out. Like Rabbi Yochanan. Alright?
This stuff is top 10, right?
Top 10? It's pretty good. It's pretty good stuff. All right, we'll stop here. Tomorrow's also great stuff. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.